The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club greets you again with another half hour of sparkling entertainment. Song, music, stories, fun. And Don McNeil is our genial master of ceremony. The Coca-Cola Bottling Company is your host today and every day at this time, Mondays through Fridays. So join us in the fun and let the show begin. The Refreshment Club comes to order with a roll call. Answer to your names, please. Clark Dennis.
Yes, indeed.
Helen Jane Belkey.
That's right.
Joan and the Escort.
Yes.
Walter Blaufus.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Yes.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Okay, Don. The meeting is yours.
Okay, Bob, and hello, friend. What do you say we all go through our little daily ritual together, should we? All right. Get the glasses. I'll drop in the ice. Open those bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves. Ah, good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufus, and the refreshment here is My Love Parade. Oh, the form. I'll get it. Don't get up. Hello? Oh, say. Yeah, mighty glad you called. Mrs. Singleton, huh? Richmond Heights, Missouri? Yes, indeed. Sure do. Mm-hmm. I know you do, listen. You wrote and said, huh? Oh. Well, why don't you ask your husband's advice about it? Oh, you will, just as soon as you make up your mind what you intend to do, huh? I see. Mm-hmm. I'll tell Bill that. Bill, she says she can listen to Bill Kranz play the piano till the cows come home. Wait a minute, I'll ask. Now, what cows is that? Oh, no cows in particular. Just an expression, huh? See, that reminds me, I gotta hurry home and get a package ready to send my Uncle Oscar. Huh? What remind me of that? Well, what you just said there. Yeah, I'm gonna send the package by expression. Huh? She hung up, I think. Jiggle that phone. Yeah. I'll get somebody else here. Operator, give me L.T. Lynch of Petaluma, California, would you? Uh-huh. Hope I got that clear. Hello, Mr. Lynch. Yes. Well, I just called you. I thought I'd say hello. You listen to Refreshment Club. Uh-huh. Yes, she did. Walter's niece came in town this morning. Mm-hmm. Came in on the train. Why? Did I notice anything funny about Walter's niece? Well, I saw him in swimming once. They're a little knobby, his niece are. Yeah. Really? Just a minute, Mr. Lynch. Shucks, he hung up. I'll call. I'll get somebody yet. Operator, give me Mrs. Mary Holliday of St. Louis, Missouri. Hello, Mrs. Holliday? Yes, I Well, I just thought... Are you? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you go right ahead. Oh, sure. Clark? Just a minute, I'll ask him. Clark, Mrs. Holliday, St. Louis, wants to know if you could sing Night and Day.
Well, I could sometime later, I think, Don, yeah.
You couldn't sing it today, though, could you?
No, I'll program it later, though.
All right, just a minute, talk to her. He says he'll program it later. Uh-huh. You just keep listening. What? I give my heart to you. Just a minute, I'll ask him. Could you sing that one today?
Yeah, sure. I believe I could right now.
Thank you. Yes, he'll sing it. I didn't know it either. They change things fast on me here, too. Okay, Mrs. Holliday. Same to you. Happy holiday.
And to say that you are mine to have and to hold. For love like ours will never, never grow cold. Since you have come my way, I pray night and day that you will take my hand and take my heart and say you love me too. When I give my heart to you, and take my heart and say you love me too. When I give my heart to you.
Very nice, Clark. I'm sure Mrs. Holliday and everybody else enjoyed that one. And now, to start off this week, I'm going to shoot right at you a one-man, one-act play. Bill, if you please.
Hello, Pa.
Hello, son.
Say, Pa, you've been reading that newspaper now for the past half hour.
Yeah, well, so what?
What's the news, Pa?
Well, Orphan Annie got in trouble again and Mutt hit Jeff with a custard pie.
Come on, Pa. Let me see the paper. Give me that paper.
All right, all right. Oh, Homer, sometimes you get me so worked up. Ow.
Your teeth, Pa. Just a minute. I'll pick them up.
Thank you, son. Now then, what do you see in the paper that's so all-fired important, son?
Hey, Pa, it says here that a dancer in a show in Paris has herself all coated with bronze paint, Pa.
Eh? You mean she shellacks herself all over before she gets into her dance? What in tarnation does she do that there for?
Oh, it's just for the novelty, Pa.
Yeah, just for the novelty, eh?
Yeah, it's a wonder the police don't arrest her.
Yeah, well, they probably will when the novelty wears off.
Thank you.
I like that ending, Walter. That was swell. I just caught you on the downbeat there. All right, boys, I want Jack Rose and Bill Char to get over and help accompany Joan and the escorts today because they're going to do something here that interests me very much. I saw Pennies from Heaven, and I remember in it there was one called 1-2 Button Your Shoe, but I'm very poor on nursery rhymes, and I never got any farther than that. Would you help me out, please?
One, two, button your shoe, put on your coat and hat.
I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you.
Three, four, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake.
I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you.
Five, six, your heart does trick
as a picture on your chart.
Seven, eight, you're at the gate.
And you walk into my arms.
9, 10, I kiss you again. Tell me you get a thrill.
I know I always will while I'm waiting, honey, for you.
11, 12, 13, 14.
Hey, this game doesn't go that high.
Just take a number from 1 to 10.
Do a double it and add a million.
No, why, you're all wrong.
Well, then I must be thinking of some other song.
Start with number 1 and then count up to 10. It is very easy, now try it again.
Well, I'll try if you'll help me. Okay, here goes.
1, 2.
3, O'Larry.
4, 5.
6, O'Larry.
You're all wrong, that isn't a song.
And tell me what's the matter.
It's 1, 2, button your shoe, put on your coat and hat, I'm confessing. That I play a game like that, can you imagine? Honey, while I'm waiting for you. 3, 4, open up the door, hurry up a little, for heaven's sake. I count each step that you take while I'm waiting, my honey, for you.
5, 6, my heart does tricks as a picture, all your charm. 7, 8, you're at the gate and I walk into your arms.
9, 10, kiss me again.
Tell me you get a thrill.
I know I always will while I'm waiting, my dear, for you.
And I'll be waiting too.
1, 2, 3, 4, who are we for? You can see that we're for you.
Thank you. It all comes back to me now. Now it's waltz time on the Refreshment Club. Watch for Walter's special Hungarian interpretation of An Invitation to Happiness. Invitation to happiness. You know, Douglas Freeman said one time, forget yesterday and live in today, because happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of any unpleasant thing that has once passed. Pretty good idea. You refreshment clubbers know that our recording secretary, Bob Denton, comments every now and then about the weather. I was reading a news story last night that ought to interest him and all of you listeners, too. Bob, did you ever hear about Mount Everest, that great mountain over in Asia?
Right. Certainly, Don. That's the highest mountain in the world, and I'll bet you don't know how high it is.
Well, I can tell you exactly, but it's only because I happened to read about it last night. Mount Everest is 29,002 feet high. That's with the snow, which I figure is about 5.5 miles. Now, nobody's ever been able to climb to the top because it gets so cold up there. And did you know what it is that causes the most suffering to the men who try to climb it up?
No.
Well, when they get up near the top and the going is hard, they suffer more from thirst than from anything else. How's that, Bob, for an introduction to what you want to say today?
Oh, perfect, Johnny. Perfect. All I need to add is that thirst knows no season. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is a perfect answer to thirst.
Well, it's too bad they couldn't have had that Coca-Cola on top of Mount Everest. But as Bob Deffin has just told you, it's so easy to have frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola ready to serve in your family refrigerator. You don't have to climb Mount Everest to get it, either. Here's Helen Jane Belkey now, who scales the highest mountain in song and the highest note in this next number, if I'm not mistaken, don't you?
That's right.
Get way up there. There's another of those nursery rhyme things, isn't there?
That's right.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to find out what the rest of that is, too. There's only one nursery rhyme that I know, Helen.
What's that, Don?
That's about that Willie to the circus went. He thought it was immense. His little heart went pitter-patter, for the excitement was intense. That's the only one I know. So you sing this one, and I'll learn about it, please.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are, oh, shine from above, for I feel that I'm falling in love. Now twinkle, twinkle, in the sky, while I give romance another try, oh, shine, silvery light. For I feel that tonight is the night, a confidential does he care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heaven where you are, oh, shine from above. For I'm sure that I'm falling in love. How confidentially does he care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heaven where you are, oh, shine from above. For I'm sure that I'm falling in love.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Coming Through the Rye. I found a poem for today, written by Alan F. Herdman of Branchville, New Jersey, which is most appropriate because today is just 1 month after Christmas. It was the month after Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was smiling, even Dad, the old grouse. The store bills were stacked on Dad's roll top with care, in hopes that collectors soon would be there. Poor old Dad was nestled all snug in his bed, while visions of constables danced through his head. Mama in her kerchief and Dad, the poor sap, couldn't pay for the gift, let alone take a nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, Dad sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and counted the cash. When what to Dad's wondering eyes should appear? But a big moving van and 8 husky men near. With a little old driver so lively and quick, Dad knew in a minute it must be a trick. More rapid than eagles, those cursers, they came, and they whistled and shouted and called Dad a name. Now dash you, now darn you, we'll teach you a lesson. The way that they shouted had poor Dad a-guessing. Why, they raced to the porch and right into the hall, dashed away, dashed away, dashed away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount the sky. So into the parlor, those cursers, they flew and gathered up all gifts on which payment was due. A bundle of junk each had flung on his back, and each looked like a peddler just opening his pack. Their eyes, how they twinkled, their dimples, how merry, as each one in his turn gave Dad the raspberry. Each had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like raspberry jelly. Dad, frightened and stumped, the right jolly old elf, had a laugh as he watched them in spite of himself.
No one spoke a word. Each kept on with his work and filled up the big van, then turned with a jerk and wiggling their fingers in front of their noses and giving a laugh to the big van, each goaded. They all sprang aboard and poor Dad gave a whistle as away they all flew like the down on the thistle. And they heard Dad exclaim as they flew out of sight, "That's a load off my mind and it suits me all right." Well, sir, here's the picture for you, refreshment clubbers. Three great big able-bodied escorts about to economize like everybody's doing these days and do a one-man band for it.
There's a man down in Dixieland. He's a leader man and a feature man of a band that's grand. But understand, it's a one-man band. He's a big sensation when he syncopates. Here's a demonstration of the way he operates. Oh, listen to the banjo, wa-da-da-da. Listen to the banjo, wa-da-da-da. If you want to hear him, you got to gather near him to listen to the music of the one-man band. Listen to the mouth harp, wa-da-da-da. Sounds a little bit sharp, wa-da-da-da. But I'm not complaining, it's really entertaining to listen to the music of the one-man band. Then he goes into his den and sings silly things in a trance. Listen to the bass drum, wa-da-da-da. Cymbals make the place hum, wa-da-da-da. Really it's confusing, but isn't it amusing to listen to the music of the one-man band? One-man band, to listen to the music of the one-man band.
Now I used to know a one-man band that I really thought was the best in the land. He played in the street, but it really was a treat just to listen to the music of this one-man band. Now, you can have your old-time band, but let me tell of a guy that's grand. He plays those rhythms both hot and sweet, and to listen to him is with high quality.
If you want to hear him, you got to gather near him to listen to the music of the one-man band. To listen to the mouth harp. Sounds a little bit sharp, but I'm not complaining. It's really entertaining to listen to the music of the one-man band. Then he goes into his den and sings silly things in a trance. Listen to the bass drum. Cymbals make the place hum. Really it's confusing, but isn't it amusing to listen to the music of the one-man band? Not a two, not a three, not a four, not a five, but a one-man band.
Yes, indeed. Now, we know that a lot of you refreshment clubbers don't get a chance to do much hunting these days, or any days. Probably the only chance you get is when you're in your own home hunting under the dresser for the collar button or something. So today we're going to give you all and ourselves a chance to go hunting. Boy, we're really going places and have a lot of fun and shoot a lot of stuff and things. I used to do a lot of hunting myself my younger days until they found out what was breaking the farmer's windows, and I quit. Of course, I think we'll be all right today, boys. I've only got last year's license myself, but we'll only shoot at the deer that we missed last year, yeah? Okay. Let me see. We got a fine dog here to go along with us. Special dog. It's a real retriever. Belongs to Ted Wheeler, our Scotch saxophonist. Ted raised him. He's very quick to pick up a scent. So he ought to be okay. And we're using Manna's, our trumpet player Manna's bald head for a decoy. In case we get any ducks. To a near-sighted duck about 2 miles up, why Manna's bald head looks just like a duck egg, and the mama ducks will all fly down and try to hatch it, see? So we'll be all set. Okay, are we about ready now to go into our hunting scene? Walter, are the boys all lined up?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Hunting we will go.
A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go.
You got me, guys. What's the idea? Do I look like a deer?
No, your ears are too long.
Thank you. And so ends the Refreshment Club meeting for today. Be with us again to hear Helen Jane, Clark Dennis, Bill Krenz, and the orchestra under Walter Bloffa's direction. This is Don McNeil saying so long. And meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes, and ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.